Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Noah's excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
Are you with me? Now, I want to add to what he said. Because the Bible said we have only one high priest. Many years ago, a man of God spoke to us that there's no way God can bless you without him. That if God is to bless you, it must come through him. And so if he's not pleased with you, there's no way God can bless you. And I turned to those that knew me that this is a lie. These are rebellious positions. I believe that was sponsored by her. There are many things that is running in the Pentecostal system that hell orchestrated. Many practices. Even though they are being pushed by sincere men, does not make it less evil. Did you hear what I said? That sincere men, and you look at them and say, this man loves God. That does not mean that what they are doing is right. He said, you come boldly. There is no intermediator between God and man, save the man Jesus. He did not say that between Jesus and men, it must be my pastor. I didn't die for you. And no pastor died for you. Am I making sense? Look, the sons of Korah were Levites. So was Aaron, was also a son of Levi. So also was Moses. Do you follow me? They are all brethren. And it is true, all of them were holy. Did you understand what I'm saying? All of them were what? Holy. All of them had a call on their lives. All of them had callings. But if it is priesthood, it was not for them. It was for Aaron and his sons. Only Aaron and his sons have the right to come to God in that testament. Paul wrote the book of Hebrews. You don't understand what Paul was doing in the book of Hebrews. When Paul spoke in the book of Romans about the things that were given to Israel. He spoke about the fathers. He spoke about the oracles. He spoke about those testaments and those things. Book of Hebrews was written to cast down those high things that was in the heart of Jews, to cast them down and show that Jesus was superior to all of them. So it started with the fathers in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1. That in time past God spoke. As far as a Jew is concerned, nobody could have spoken better than the fathers have spoken. But he told them that in that time past, God spoke to the fathers through who? The prophets. But now he's speaking to us. So Jesus, by that alone, is superior to both the fathers and the prophets. He nullified the prophets. So if any man come and tell you that the prophets are superior, it's a lie. There is only one high priest. Am I talking to you? He needed to now deal with angels. Hallelujah. People talk about angels. Do you know all the hierarchy of angelic settings? Who said the cherubims are the strongest? Who told you? Where did you find that in the Bible? Are you with me? What is the name of that angel that stood one leg on land, one leg in water, raised his hand to the heavens, and swore by him that lives forever? And about seven thunders responded. By what rank is he? Who is that angel that came from heaven and bound Lucifer? And carried him and thrust him into the bottomless pit and covered it. What is his level? Have you known? Has he been told you? And he says to Seraphim, you don't know what God has put together. There is a place in the book of Ephesians. It said names that can be named. Those are angelic hierarchy. They are names. They don't know them, but their names are there. Glory to God. Paul said that Jesus was superior to all, therefore, by inheritance, he has obtained a better name. Then he went and dealt with Moses. He said, Moses was faithful in the house, but he who built the house is greater. So Jesus is the builder of the house. So he dealt with Moses. Hallelujah. Do you understand? Then he now came to Aaron and demolished Aaron. You look at the chapters he expended on Aaron and his priesthood. And show that even Melchizedek that will say, no, there's a place I used to think that he didn't say a lot about Melchizedek. No, all those things he wrote from chapters, I think 5, 6, 7, like that to 10, he was dealing with Melchizedek and Aaron. Finish Aaron. Then he now went to the place. He says, you have not come to a man that can be taught. These are things that the Jews celebrated. He said to Jesus, Moses showed us a sign. What is your own sign? Those were the signs the Israelites had, that they needed Jesus to also come and show them his own. Am I talking to you? When a pastor stands and says, God can't bless you because his heart does not bless you, it's not necessarily true. The reason why you will have problems with God is based on a very simple principle. He said, if anybody has anything against you, go and resolve it. Are you with me? It's not necessary. You see, there are certain... Look, as a minister of the gospel, I have certain privileges. Do you understand me? There are certain things you cannot... If that word is still true. Touch not my anointed and my prophet. It is still true. Amen. Hallelujah. It is true all of us have a level of anointing. But see, by reason of the calling, there are certain things that God has given thee the privileges to enjoy. Praise God. Paul said the authority we have is not for your destruction, but for your building. But don't think that we cannot use it against you. Do you understand? That's a caveat. It can be used against you. So there is a way you can the anointing upon the servant of God can be a blessing to you. But when it comes to coming to the throne room, I can't stand on your way. In fact, my work is to keep encouraging you to go. To keep moving in. That's my primary assignment. To keep showing you this how to go in. You know Eli and Samuel. Eli was the one who showed Samuel how to respond to the Spirit of God. He could have stood there as the high priest. You don't know the power and authority of somebody in power. See, there's something people don't understand about God. It is true. Maybe the man was speaking from that perspective. I wouldn't know. Eli had already got into trouble with God. God was just marking the time with him. Yet he was the man who stood before Anna and said, you are drunk. The man said, I'm not drunk. And you know the conversation. And the man said, by this time next year, and God honored his word. Yet it was the man that God was coming to judge. Do you follow what I'm saying? Look, who told us here in this program? Aaron, who said, my Lord, why are you angry with me? I collected the earrings and I threw it inside fire. And below the calf came out. God will not destroy him because he was a type of Christ. If God had destroyed him, then Christ would have had problems in the future. Do you follow what I'm trying to say? Moses got into trouble because Moses knew that the rock that followed them in the wilderness was Christ. Ask me, how did he know? When they took him to the mount, they showed him the sacrifice. You do understand? They showed him who? The sacrifice. So he knew who was following them. And he knew that you don't strike the Christ 2 times. You don't strike Christ how many times? You are only allowed to strike him once. After that, the word of faith will trigger him. Says, speak to the rock. The first time, he says, strike the rock. Second time, he says, speak to the rock. And he smote the rock second time. They said, you have done wickedness. And they judged him. He knew. May God have mercy on us. There are many religious practices that are They are rebels like Korah. They wanted to approach God wrongly. I can speak of many. I just said one. The way we pray is another rebellious way of approaching God. The kind of prayer points. Do you remember the scripture spoke about? And this is not my message. I'm just continuing your message, Joe. Praise God. The Bible says an angel stood before the altar in heaven and put coals of fire and mingled with the incense, which was the prayer of the saints, and offered it before God. Are you with me? And I asked, what kind of prayers was he offering? These prayers that my enemies will die by fire? Or my enemies will come cockroaches? Is that the kind of thing they think they will offer? No. That means we are praying wrongly. The kind of prayers we are praying are not priestly prayers. Somebody has put wool over our faces. And because they have a large congregation does not mean they are right. Have you not known that in school? When you do a test or an exam, and everybody in class said, my answer is A, and your own answer was E, and everybody in class said it was A, do you not feel bad? I said, Kai, I flunked that exam. Kai. Only to find out that you were actually the one that was right. The Bible says, don't follow a multitude to do evil. Because they are many does not mean they are right. That is one of the greatest challenges you are going to face in these end times. How to stay against the trend that is prevalent in the earth and follow that which is true. Glory to God. The kind of prayers we pray. The kind of belief system. We are brought in into the church. Cultural belief systems. Am I making sense to you? That's one of the things that need to be there. These are rebels. I like the way you put it. Every time you go preaching the gospel, you are ministering in the sanctuary. Every time you preach the gospel, you are doing what? You are ministering in that temple. Now, it's not a physical temple. That's where all the similarities about the Old Testament hangs. In the Old Testament, it was a physical temple. In the New Testament, it's a different kind of temple. Praise God. And every time you pick the gospel and you go to somebody and begin to preach the gospel, you are ministering in the temple. Praise God. Do you know that church is not this building? Church is not this building. Never has been and never will be. I said it before at the beginning of this program that there is nothing called altar in the New Testament. Where did you read it? The Old New Testament, where did you read the altar? There's no altar. I said, I want to touch the altar. This is altar. Ola kapa shara. I touch the altar. You are a babalawo. Because you have moved. You have been moved by sight. So, man of God sat down to want to go and sit there. It's strange fire. Am I saying that people have not been healed when they sat on where somebody sat on? They've been healed. But what makes you think that that man is your connection with the high priest? We are idolizing. We have created idols. Just like Micah. We have created idols. And we don't understand what we are doing. Ken Hagin said it many years ago. He said there was a time in Israel. Was it Rehoboam? Is it Rehoboam, the son of Solomon? I don't know what happened, you know, was it the one? I'm not sure. Yes, that changed the golden shields for bronze. It looked like, have you seen Panda Gold? Many of you are using Panda, so they are used to it. And your mind tells you that it's gold you have. It's a lie. If you see real gold, you yourself will not be able to wear it. Honestly, before you step out of here, you'll be too conscious that everybody is coming to attack you.
Have you been to bank before and you collected 1 million naira? In line up. Everybody is a thief. Be looking at them, God, have mercy. But before you were working, I know, but not that we were not conscious of anything. That's why gold, real gold.
No, I get it.
The guy put, they took away the golden shields and it replaced it with bronze shields. You will see it and you think it's gold, but it's not gold. People have replaced pure worship with another kind of worship. It's dangerous. If we're going to offer sacrifices acceptable to God, it must be based on sincerity. It starts with your disposition. Paul, look at what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. This is not my message. It is Pastor Tayo's message. I'm continuing. And if this is where I will continue my message and finish my message, so be it. Where is 2 Corinthians 4? He says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, what is this ministry? This priesthood ministry. Hallelujah. All of us are priests. Amen. But not all of us are in the fivefold ministry gifts. Just like all the children of Levi were Levites. But out of them, they had priests. Are you with me? So also, the similarity with that is that we have, all of us are brethren, all of us are children of God, all of us are priests, but not all of us are in leadership. Do you follow that? So, Pastor Tayo and I don't have, we are not superior sons. Do you understand that? We are not what? Superior sons to you. We may be superior in leadership and calling, but in sonship we are not. Can you understand that? It was Reverend Ken that said, when Jesus hung on the tree, the Father turned away his face, but the God judge kept his eyes there. Can you differentiate when you are meeting God, in what capacity you are meeting him? God is not static. He changes according to the need that you come to meet him for. When it comes to promotion, he is not there as your father. He said promotion does not come from the east, nor the west, nor the south. But God is judge. So when it comes to promotion, don't go and start saying, Father, my father, my father, my father. You won't get the promotion. Because you're approaching the throne as a father. And he's not a father then. Is a judge. Because what you have come for requires a judge to sit. Glory to God. Am I communicating? So, Pastor has told us that every time you handle the oracles, which is the gospel, what are you doing? You are functioning in priesthood. Amen. And so Paul says, seeing we have received, well, we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not faint. Hallelujah. Next verse. Now hear this. But I've renounced. Everybody say we have renounced. If you are going to accept, you are going to offer to God acceptable sacrifices, apart from the fact that you are the first person to offer yourself first. Hallelujah. In making yourself acceptable, this is a critical thing you and I must do. It says, we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. You know, it's possible for me, as I am standing here, to generate a testimony that you cannot verify. Praise God. And it will give glory to God. For example, I can tell you this story. While I was on the way to UK, hallelujah. Everybody say hallelujah. There was this white woman that sat beside me. And the word of knowledge came. And God spoke to me to talk to her. And when I spoke, she began to cry and gave her life to Jesus. Because God identified what was wrong with her. Will you not give glory to God? Has that not helped your faith? That anywhere you go to, just rely on God. But you know what? It was a lie. Did you hear what I said? It was what? A lie. But many people's faith has been strengthened with lies.
preachers are not afraid to lie. We know a few, of which we cannot particularly mention. For security reasons. Amen. One told one fantastic story. The person, I will not say whether it's a he or a she, said the person went for a program somewhere in Nigeria and now removed the shoe and said all those who did not have a chance should come and wear it. And when they put their leg inside the shoe, it fitted everybody. Even the man that went to Mecca, that told us that every Mecca, all the cow in Mecca is as tall as this. Even we know that that's Babu. Do you follow me? A man once tried to inspire faith in people and said one day armed robbers came to him. And he looked at them in the eye and said, God rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And the armed robbers fell and ran away. Hallelujah. The person that knew about the story now told the other man of God, AC something. You know that he yanked the AC out, kicked the iron bar, and ran through the air and ran away. Kill and parofum. If you have not renounced it, you will start telling lies. Paul said, we have renounced the hidden things of what? Dishonesty. Not walking in craftiness. I was talking to somebody. All of you, my children, that were once in Ondo State, and then you graduated and went to Lagos, and you are now becoming big boys. I said, if I was going to use craft for you, there's a way I can manipulate all of you to stay in Akure and marry. You think I can't do it? By the time word of prophecy begins to come, I pay some prophets. Come and prophesy. Whether your life is good or bad, it doesn't matter. This is about 16 generation. 16 generation, I'll be edit. Do you follow me? It can be done. People are doing it. I know what I'm talking about. People are doing it. You have to let look. When PGT started, it was I, my wife, my three boys, my mom, and his house boy. Seven of us started church. I did not print handbill. I didn't invite anybody. Sunday morning, I opened the door, the roller shutter to the place I rented, and I was one who did the opening service. Took the chorus. After the chorus, took offering, preached the message, gave announcement, and closed the service. That's how PGT started. 6th of May, 1991 was the time I married, so that I don't give my married date to you. Hallelujah. Am I talking to you? That was how I started. I said, if it is God, it will increase it. If it does not increase it, I will close church, I will go. I have certificate. Money certificate. I didn't start PGT because it being Pami. Do you follow me? Please, can you appreciate my sister-in-law? She just came in. Mrs. Osoyinbi, she's over there. Mrs. Osoyinbi, rise up there, rise up there. Okay, you know Asha. Okay. Hallelujah. Where is my brother now? Where did you put my brother? He's on his own. All right. Amen. You must give up you can't afford to walk in craftiness and undo priesthood. It's not acceptable. It's not right. Why is it that people love? That's my sister-in-law. Should I share? Do I have permission to share your testimony? She's here. Incidentally, she's here. So if I'm lying, please go to her and say, is it true that Pastor lied?
During her project, she went to Ikare, King's Palace, and they were talking. And I don't know what led to the whatever. And the person she was talking with said that there are pastors that come to collect power. Ikare here. Occult power so that they can grow church. It was not strange to me. I've had many things about along that line. But I still can't wrap my head around it. How you will go and take power from an enemy of Jesus to do the work of Jesus? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. You might as well just remain a babalawo and prosper. But you see, a friend of ours told us many years ago, we were talking, we were going to have lunch, we just finished a program, and the man of God from Benin said, you know, there are no abbalists anymore in Benin. And I was like, wow, that means Archbishop Idahosa has worked and eventually had a breakthrough. He said, no. He said, all the babalawos are now pastors. Praise the Lord. I said, what do you mean? He said, no, you don't see babalawo again. They now carry Bible and Awo together. And they have churches. Praise God. And so you come to Benin. Benin is a terrible place. If they don't call you, don't go there. Don't call you. If they were not sent there like Archbishop. When a Benin man will tell you, are you as tough as Idahosa? There's no Benin family that does not have a God. They worship every day. Even the Christians. Many years ago, had a testimony of a man of God that left Akure. He was posted from Akure to Benin. And when he saw that, he preached against these occult operations in the church. And told all the people to get up if you are still worshipping idols in this church. Massive church. I'm used for security reasons, I will tell you the name of the church. More than 2/3 of people came out for altar call. They were all workers, so they were born again, in quotes. But they were still worshipping idols because they are Benin people. Within 2 weeks, they responded. How many weeks did I say? 2 weeks. It took the GO to go to Benin to pray for his rescue. Because they were going to kill him and his family. Of course, his wife lost pregnancy. That was the price they paid. They lost the pregnancy. Oyarugulem, dear the Oba of Benin. I think what happened to Oyarugulem was delayed action. Somebody told me that in Benin, that there are 3 women inside that palace, that they are naked. They are naked. And they have this mortar, something. And they keep pounding it. There's no yam inside it too. Empty thing, I just found it. And they keep chanting. The word of the Oba is law. And they keep chanting. Within the area, when the Benin Oba is speaking, and he has saying, is it a red one? Those guys understand the foundation of occult. It's not like Oba of Akure. Those guys know power. Am I talking to you? And you want to go there? Praise God. If we're going to do this work well, you must renounce dishonesty, walking in craftiness, and handling the word of God deceitfully. How do we handle the word of God deceitfully? Look at Philippians. Praise God. This is still not my message, Joe. Pastor Tayo's message is what I'm preaching now. Pastor Tayo's message is what I'm preaching now. Pastor Tayo, is your message I'm preaching now. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let me look at that scripture. Chapter 3. Let's take it from 17. Brethren, who is he talking to? Be followers together of me. And mark them. What did he say? Do what? You know how to mark somebody. Have you seen those houses, those lands people mark? They mark red. They mark it for demolition. Mark them. Which work as you have us for what? Examples. That means you should be able to know those who walk like Paul. Paul said, be followers of me as I am a follower of who? Christ. If you follow a man who is not following Christ, then you are not a serious believer. You are playing with your priesthood. Am I communicating to you? For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are what? Enemies of the cross of Christ. I told us the last time I came up that every time or any time a minister begins to work against the interest of Christ, what is he? An antichrist. It does not matter how good nature or how well behaved he is or how nice he is, he's an antichrist. When Peter gave the revelation of who Jesus was, Jesus commended him and said, thou art Peter, upon this rock I will build my church. The gates of hell will not prevail. And the next thing he said, but the Son of Man is going to Jerusalem. He will be handed over to the Gentiles. And they will lock him up. And then they will carry him and nail him. And then he will die. And then immediately said, Peter took him away. And rebuked him. That's the only man living or dead who has ever rebuked Jesus. Maybe some have risen after that. And rebuked Jesus and said, be far from you to die. Have you not read the word of God? I shall not die but live. Do you not know the Bible says he will give you life forevermore? And Jesus looked around. And I believe the other apostles too did their eyes like this. So Peter was left alone. And Jesus looked at Peter in the eye and said, get thee behind me, Satan. At that point, Peter opened himself for Lucifer to use. He was acting as an antichrist. Now, if he had continued in that path, he would have been damned forever. Now, it's possible somebody can be exposed momentarily in weakness or whatever, and Satan uses him. He can borrow him. But it should not become a permanent property. Hallelujah. So you must be able to discern whether a brother instead was borrowed for an occasion or he has become a property. Praise God. Mark them. These are not people who were borrowed. These are people who have become, it has become habitual. They have become permanent properties of the enemy. Even though they reside in the house. Now, let me say to you, the Antichrist will not rise from outside the church. Paul said, I am departing. He said, ravenous wolves will arise from among you. They will not spear the flock. That is what is going to happen. Jesus Christ said, I came in my Father's name, you did not receive him. So another one will come in his name, whom you will receive. So the Antichrist is not coming from Mecca. No. I don't know where it will come from. But it's not Mecca. Wait. Let me take go back. For many walk of whom I've told you, and I now tell you that they are what? Enemies of the cross. What did the high priest accomplish on the cross? It was about what? The salvation of our souls. Anything that puts your soul in jeopardy, everything that works in a way that will not allow your soul to be saved, is a work that is against the cross. Are you with me? This is somebody said it loosely, that Satan is a priest. Did you catch that? Satan is a priest. If I have another opportunity to preach, I was going to preach about the warfare of the priest. If you're going to fight Satan, you must be a priest. You must be what? A priest. Only priests can confront priests. Oh, you don't understand. Ah, Kazapa Kataya.
Israel was coming out of Egypt, and the king of was it Midena or was this Midia? What was the name of this? Called Balaam. It was Balak. Summoned Balaam and said, "Come, curse Israel for me. For it is said that anyone you curse is cursed. Anyone you bless is blessed." Do you know the interesting thing? They called him a priest also of the Most High. He was not an ordinary priest. That was a priest of God. Now, his own priest is different from that of Moses. His own priest is higher than Moses, even though he was a Gentile. How do I know? If Moses is going to see God, he will go up 40 days to see God. The Bible said of Balaam that he does not need those things. His eyes will open and he will be talking to God. He just desires, he just wills it, and he will see God. What kind of priest is that? Am I talking to you? So the battle that was fought was a battle of priests. They settled that confrontation where? In the realm of the spirit. Many are enemies of the Christ. Well, they are waging war in that realm. So if they are going to wage war in that realm, you must know what you are doing. Reverend K, you are welcome. Hallelujah. Are you good? Praise God. Amen. They are enemies of the cross. They are enemies of what? The cross. So mark them. Our problem is that we are too nice people. We are too what? Too nice. He's my friend, he's my friend. He's my friend, my friend will kill you. Look at that story of Abiram and Nathan and all those guys. But Moses gave them another opportunity. Before that judgment, he went to meet them in their tent and begged them. And said, "Please leave this man. Come out from them. Separate yourself." The Bible says they came out, their wives came out, and their children came out and stood at the entrance of their tents. And they were looking like, and so what? Children were there. They were not there when their fathers concocted to rebel. I don't know whether I'm making sense. But family ties became a problem. When the earth opened, everybody was taken, including the children, and everything that pertained to them. Am I talking to you? Mark them. It does not matter how close your friend is. It does not matter whether it's your family member. It does not matter whether it's your... Mark them. Who are enemies of the cross? Hallelujah. Continue. 19. Whose end is what? Destruction. They said a lot about this. Now, let me just digress here and speak a little about predestination. We've talked a little about predestination in this meeting. But this is the way I look at it. It is not that God has said, "Bro John is going to heaven. Sister Edith is not going to make it." That's not what he said. What God predestined is as many as receive him, to them he will do what? Give the power to become children of God, sons of God. So those people that receive him are predestined for glory. Do you understand? It's a continuous choice you make. It's not something that they locked you in and say every other person in your family they go to heaven because they have been. Are you Muslims? We have a lot of Islamic Christians. Kadarani. Wiloloni. The question there. That's not true. It's not like that. Do you follow me? Now, it says there are people who have been predestined for destruction. If you will follow this path, you can be sure how you will land. Do you follow me? Does it make sense? If you face Port Harcourt, and I prophesy to you that you will end in Kaduna, do you pass that way? How will you end in Kaduna when your process will take you to Port Harcourt? It's simple now. It's simple. Glory to God. There is a destination. Said their destination is what is destruction. Who, and now you're not being able to describe it. Who is their God? Their belly. They are priests for their belly. Do you remember that Levite that became a priest for Micah?
He was a Levite. He's not supposed to go beyond Levite, but he became a priest by financial inducements. And when the tribe of Gad came, he became another higher priest because there was better pay. Sometimes somebody met me, I've been calling him, so I met him at the junction of the church, and he said he's a pastor and he wants to work for me. I said, I don't employ people to be pastors. Praise God. I don't do that. If you have not been with me, I can't make you pastor. When even said God spoke to him to come and meet me, that he will work for me. I said, I don't have money. He said, it doesn't matter. Don't pay me anything. Alakobalore. If I now buy GMC again, you're broken the pastor. He didn't pay me salary, he's buying Jeep. Oh, Trico War. Rebellion will start from him. Do you follow me? Do you follow me? At least I know my pastor. They cannot be angry now that I buy another GMC. Because they know that I don't steal money. I don't rely on church money. Praise God. Am I talking to you? Their belly. Do you know it is easier to be famous through church than being a professional? I'm a qualified engineer of many years. I'm not sure I can make any headway as an engineer in this world. In the next 30 years, that is my Oga. He's a registered engineer, current registered. I want Oga engineering. Yeah. As I'm speaking, I don't know whether your dad is world renowned. With all the engineering in his brain, he's still not world renowned. Because when I watched this film, The Build of the Hell Mirage, I saw engineering. I knew we don't know jack anything. Do you follow me? No jack, nothing. If you saw engineering there, those guys, they brought forth engineering out of nothing. To build that El Mirage on ordinary sand, that has no foundation. Jesus Christ said, he that built his house on sand. Those guys built on sand and defied the laws of nature. Using a simple technology. Human beings, be careful. If I have my way, I will destroy all the universities in Nigeria and ask them to rebuild from scratch. They are not teaching you anything, including me. I didn't know anything. 4 years I was in university, I didn't know what I was doing in university. I had no idea. Why am I here? And I was coming, I will sit before a lecture. I didn't even know what he was talking about. I didn't have nothing. I was just floating in the air. Glory to God. So it is easier to become famous through the gospel. But if you preach this gospel the way it should be preached, you can't be famous. So we need to bring in craftiness, bring in deceitfulness. Do you follow what I'm trying to say? I heard of a story of a man of God in court who went to hold a crusade in an hotel, one night vigil. He sold handkerchiefs. He sold oil. I don't know what else he sold. He sold quite a number of few things, artifacts. In the morning, at the end of the crusade, he went to buy himself a Benz, 220 E-class Benz. And the manager of the hotel said, if it is this simple, he too will become a man of God. He resigned and became a man of God. Can you discern them? Bible says, mark them. Whose glory is in their what? Shame. You will see the way they talk. They boast a lot. I can just thank God. Yesterday night, I was in the governor's office. I was in the governor's house. Hallelujah. And he set before me table. And I remember the word of God that says, he will lay a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Then the governor now said, man of God, pray for me. And I pray for the governor. And I went back home with some good money. Somebody shout hallelujah. Then the heart of the people will think that ministry is praying for governor. Or having influence in government house. And making money. Things they should be ashamed of is what they glory in. Whose mind heartly
things. It will come in their messages. Somebody recently, Pastor Bello's member, said if your husband was speaking to wives, wants a million naira and you cannot provide your husband 1 million naira, you're not a woman. Then I asked, if the woman can't provide 1 million, then she's not a woman. Then what is she there? The woman will now go and start putting hand in what she should not put hand to. Because somebody feels, somebody has said she gives her husband 1 million every day. Where's Pastor Bilu? Where's Pastor Bilu? It's not here. Okay. Praise God. Barely 1 million. They're easy at 3. 1 million. They mind earthly things. They come to church and all they talk about are earthly things. Was talking to some members of our subway and he was talking about. Okay, me sorry. Because he will pinpoint the person if I continue like that. They mind earthly things. All that is important to them are you is you making headway in this earth. Reverend K, I like the way you took us through history. We need to learn history. We need to know how we got to where we got to. When the faith message was bastardized. The faith message was not given to us to covet cars. It was given to us to know how to approach the great high priest. Are you with me? That you will learn how to go to him and receive. The First Corinthians 2 spoke about that. That it has not come to the hearing of men. It has not entered their heart. No, it has not. They don't know what God has in mind to them that love him. But he has revealed them to us by his spirit who searcheth all things. Yea, the deep things of God. Now, when those things are revealed, you will need faith to draw it out.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocesis every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.